Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. An 18-year-old driver is facing multiple charges after allegedly leading deputies on a high-speed pursuit that ended in a crash early Saturday morning in Caseville Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the incident began at approximately 2:14 a.m. Saturday, August 2nd, when a deputy conducting stationary radar on Crescent Beach Road clocked a westbound 2008 Chevrolet traveling 67 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. When the deputy attempted a traffic stop, the driver refused to pull over and accelerated to speeds reaching 85 miles per hour. The pursuit ended in the west end of Crescent Beach Road when the vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The lone occupant, an 18-year-old, suffered injuries in the crash and was transported by ambulance to Shore Hospital for treatment. After being medically cleared, a short time later, the driver was lodged at the Huron County Jail. Deputies said the driver initially claimed the vehicles had been stolen and made statements indicating suicidal thoughts. Investigators later determined the vehicle was not stolen, and those mental health concerns were addressed. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has formally charged the driver with felony fleeing and eluding and operating while under the influence. The driver was arraigned and later released after posting bond. And Delta College Public Safety is investigating a reported sexual assault at the fitness center on the college's main campus in Bay County. Authorities say the incident was reported shortly after 3 p.m. on Wednesday, July 29th, after a woman told officers an unknown man allegedly grabbed her while she was in the locker room. The suspect is described as a heavyset man, approximately 30 years old and about 5 feet 9 inches tall. Authorities say the suspect was also reported to appear developmentally disabled. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact Delta College Public Safety. College officials are also reminding students and staff to report suspicious activity immediately to campus public safety, faculty, or staff members. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Are you feeding the big carrier monster every month? You know the one. It gobbles up your money with expensive plans, overpriced phones, hidden fees, and frustrating customer service? Well, it's time to stop feeding the beast. Choose your local hometown wireless provider, Thumb Cellular. With plans tailored to your needs and budgets starting at just $25 per month for unlimited data, you can keep more money in your pocket where it belongs, with reliable, no-nonsense service throughout the Thumb and beyond. And when it's time for a new phone, Thumb Cellular makes it easy. All smartphones are instantly $360 less than manufacturers' prices, and you can get a free iPhone or Galaxy phone on select plans with no minimum number of lines required. Plus, when you need help, you'll talk to friendly, local people. Not artificial intelligence and not a call center hundreds of miles away. Just neighborly service from people who know the Thumb. And we're so sure you'll love it that we're offering a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Stop feeding the big carrier monster. Visit your local Thumb Cellular store today and browse current offers and savings at thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A Huron County Lottery Club has claimed the largest instant lottery prize ever won in Michigan. The three-member Lucky Dogs Lottery Club won the $8 million grand prize on an $8 million payout scratch-off ticket purchased at the Caseville One-Stop Shop in Caseville. According to the Michigan Lottery, the ticket was purchased as a Father's Day gift by two siblings for their father. After confirming the winning ticket, the family decided to split the prize equally among the three members of the lottery club. The winners chose to receive a one-time lump sum payment of approximately $5.5 million before taxes, rather than annual payments totaling the full $8 million prize. The family says they plan to save their winnings. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.